Let's go international in our 27th episode of the ATN Nation podcast.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, sirs and ma'ams, students, instructors, parents of Songam Taekwondo, welcome to the ATA Nation podcast. It is a pleasure to have you. My name is Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host. Thank you for tuning in today, and we're taking a quick break this episode from our Tournaments 101 series. If you haven't checked them out, the last couple episodes we've been talking about tournaments, really letting people know a lot of information on tournaments, and we're going to continue that series next week with sparring and combat sparring information. But today we wanted to bring you something a little different. We have an awesome interview with two super cool guys. These gentlemen are the very first 6th degree black belts from South Africa. So we are really excited to have them on the show. Let's get right to it.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, super excited to have with us today two ATA Nation members all the way from South Africa. I think you guys are our very first international guests on the show. So we have Mr. Voster and Mr. Verwe from South Africa. How are you guys today?
Good, sir.
We are doing good, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Well, we're really excited. You guys are the very first 6th degree black belts in South Africa in the style of Songam, and you guys are going to be going for mastership in 2022. So that's a pretty awesome accomplishment. And let's start real quick with Mr. Voster. Can you tell us kind of what got you started in martial arts? Tell us a little bit about your martial arts journey.
So when I was a little younger, me and both my brothers started doing Taekwondo. I'm pretty much the only one that stuck through and went through the whole journey and becoming a full-time instructor and eventually running my own school.
That is awesome. And did you start right off with Songam Taekwondo, or was it a different style and then you moved over to Songam?
No, sir. I started immediately with Songam Taekwondo in 1996. So that was the very first style I ever started doing martial arts.
Oh, that is super cool. So homegrown all the way from white belt to 6th degree there in South Africa the whole time?
That's correct, sir.
That is awesome. Very cool. And Mr. Verwe, what about you, sir?
Well, my journey actually started by watching Power Rangers, sir. So I loved doing Power Rangers, and we had a preschool Songam Taekwondo program that they ran at the preschool in 1996. And in 1998, I actually started at the club with Mr. Johan Birkes, and I've been doing it, well, officially from 98. Through to this year, 6th degree, never change, never quit. And always, if from the first time, I think my first competing was in 97, and I never stopped.
That is so cool. So a lot of people, you know, for myself, for many ATA members, we have our understanding of, you know, our martial arts schools come from our schools and then our regional tournaments. And then, you know, then some of ATA Nation goes out to nationals and worlds and those kind of things. You guys are, you know, a little further away from headquarters, from nationals, things like that. What's it like being there in South Africa? I personally have no idea how many Songam schools there are in South Africa. What's that experience been like being part of ATA Nation? So you get to interact with all of the ATA people, but being a little further away from a large number of them.
Sir, I think firstly, it's hard being that far away. So we have only 6 schools in South Africa, with then a few clubs running underneath them. But it's quite the experience. We only have tournaments for like smaller amounts of people. Like major national events would be like 350 people at most. But going overseas in 2007 was my first time overseas, and meeting up with those many amounts of students competing at the World Championships was just astonishing.
How about you, Mr. Verwey? Have you been able to attend Worlds or Nationals or one of the events in the U.S. or even, I don't know if you guys have maybe gone to the Pan Am Games or any of those events?
Yes, sir. Well, Pan Am Games and Fall Nationals, we usually do not attend because of the financial challenges we have. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our currency is about 52 $1, so we pay for $1 15 rand and 50 cents more or less, so it's quite expensive to go there. But my first Worlds was in 2007 as well. It was an amazing experience. I think that is what kept me going, because to be honest, I was ready to quit because I was too young to go further into the ranks or higher up in the ranks. But when I got to Worlds, it blew my mind, and I got so motivated. And seeing so many competitors in one ring, that was just amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah, they are definitely very motivating events. I know for a lot of ATA Nation, the COVID was not fun. It was a lot of challenge. I assume it was very similar for you guys. How was 2020 in South Africa?
So, yes, yeah. COVID definitely had its challenges. If you look at my school, numbers just went from... I lost more than half of my students. Even though we did online classes, Zoom classes and stuff, not everybody in South Africa is fortunate enough to have Wi-Fi and internet at their homes. So that was quite difficult for most students to stick. So in the tougher lockdown times, we weren't allowed to even see our students for 5 months in a row. So that was quite hectic. So I lost more than half of my students. We made a big recovery as soon as everything opened up. But COVID definitely had its toll overall. We still having issues having tournaments and stuff. It only started opening it up like in this week. We got a message from our national president that we are allowed to have tournaments again.
Oh, good. Good. You said there are 6 schools there in South Africa and then clubs underneath those. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Great. And are you guys really far apart? Are you able to get together and do events when the availability is there for, you know, non-COVID things and whatnot? Are you able to interact with other schools there very often?
Yes, sir. I am usually the one traveling the furthest because I'm in the most central part of South Africa. So my school is about 4 or 5, 5.5 hours drive to other schools to compete. So in the COVID times, obviously we did not compete. We were not allowed to travel to compete. But in 2019, we had tournaments in my region and Mr. Vorster's region. We also have in the Gauteng province. That is the more financial hub of South Africa, in Johannesburg and Pretoria. But just to clarify, we have 35 clubs in South Africa, but only 6 licensees.
Gotcha.
Running, yeah. So we are trying our best to grow the sport. And I must say, I was recently elected as the chairman of the ATA South Africa group. So the five licensees put their trust in me for the leadership, and with the great team behind me and Mr. Vorster as well as the tournament director. It just makes the job so much easier to try and develop South Africa and get the training done. So we're very fortunate with the COVID on my side. We also lost a lot of students. I think my percentage was 65% loss of students. But slowly but surely, everybody's coming back and we're doing good. We cannot complain now. In the COVID time, my little girl was born. So I had the privilege of spending some time with her as well. And with the online training, I started contacting various instructors in the US, Chief Master Scars, Master Isaacs, and also Mr. Rikena there at South Lake Martial Arts. So we had a blast doing training with them.
Yes, sir.
Like Mr. Foster said as well, not everybody had the financial means to do the seminars that ATA presented, and also some of the students and members does not have internet access.
Yes, sir. Well, so I was actually going to ask about that online training. My guess, and tell me if this is correct, is that obviously we all are not big fans of having to do virtual training with our students in our schools. But my guess would be that virtual training with ATA headquarters and the staff there, now that that is like a regular thing, has probably been a great benefit for our school owners across the world who are unable to travel to events regularly. Have you guys seen that as the case? Have you been able to take advantage of some of those trainings?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Like I said, the COVID has been bad and good. The good side is all the virtual training. The only challenge is the time, the time difference. Sometimes we go late at night, 11, 12 p.m. And but it's fun. It's very informative. And we really appreciate that this platform presented itself in this negative time, as well as the virtual testings.
Yes, sir.
The virtual testings was an absolute blessing for myself, and I believe for most of the South Africans, to not being able to travel and also not having the financial means to travel. It's the virtual thing. It's not fun teaching virtually, but it was amazing. Actually, it was amazing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I can see. Yeah, Mr. Vorse, what were you going to say about that?
Yeah, I just want to quickly to add it to Mr. Verbe. Yeah, definitely the online classes definitely allowed us to better opportunities and having classes with instructors and even grandmasters teaching us and helping us in South Africa, where before we had the online, we were just basically on ourselves. I think me and Mr. Favey both, we both learned our fifth degree black belt forms via video. You had someone recorded at World Championships, and that's how you learned yourself, helped you do your form. And I think with the virtual training, that helped us a lot in getting people to make sure that we're ready to do our gradings that we just finished.
Yeah, that's awesome. Have you, I know obviously time zone is definitely an issue. I know even just setting up this interview, we were like going back and forth and I was trying to figure out which time zone difference and whatnot. Have you guys been able to do any private lessons with Grandmaster MK? I know he's offered those for sixeries and school owners and stuff.
Yes, sir. I have done some training with Grandmaster as well as a lot of some of the seminars and stuff that was available, like Mr. Favey said, some of them go really late. Some of the other school owners had training sessions 1-2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't do those though, but I know some of them did.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, I can see that being a little challenging. I'm not sure I'm up to work out at 1 a.m. That's a little rough. So you guys are getting ready. You're preparing to become a Songam master instructors. What are your guys' thoughts about the process, about getting ready for that achievement?
So from my side, sir, we are very anxious, very excited. I have a great instructor, Master Jesse Isaacs. He's taking me through the whole process, and we're starting training on Friday, the 17th of September, and as well with Chief Master Skull. So they're very supportive and guiding us through this whole process. So yeah, we're waiting on the email. So we know how everything works, what is expected of us. And like I said, super excited. Can't wait to start training and keep up the training. And yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, from my side, also very excited. I think becoming the first masters in South Africa would be really, really nice. And I know there's still a journey ahead, but still very excited. And keep on training and doing the hard work.
That's awesome. I know it's pretty inspiring for us. You know, those of us who are in the United States get pretty spoiled with being able to drive to another AJ school or, you know, see our instructor right away and learn a form or whatever. It's inspiring to hear you gentlemen working hard, doing that training, getting online and moving forward, even though, you know, you have some challenges that are a little harder than some other people. And we just want to encourage you guys in your journey to mastership. Really awesome to be the first masters there in South Africa. What has made being part of ATA Nation like worth it? You know, why are you guys part of ATA?
So I've in South Africa, you see quite a lot of different styles and you compete on open circuit tournaments. And from my side, being part of the tournament director and knowing what we do in South Africa and seeing what we've seen internationally, there's just no other style. I think this is just the number one style. I think Mr. Verbay competed on different levels of world championships as well. He can maybe give a more detailed information. But as far as I know, there's nothing else than Songam Taekwondo.
So yes, sir. In 1999, I lost my sister in an accident. And I must say, if it wasn't for ATA or WTTU at that stage and my instructor, Mr. Johan Birkes, and with the mental training with the physical training that WTTU and ATA, as it is now, trained me in, I think I would have had a much rougher time going through life. So regarding tournaments and stuff, I've been to a world championship of another organization. And I must say that it doesn't even compare, not to badmouth any other organization, but the logistics and the way things are run at the ATA, it's just amazing. Everything is on time, on point, doing their best, giving us the best tournament experience that we can have. And then the leadership training, I think that is the most important that ATA gives, especially the legacy training and now the special abilities or special needs training seminars that's coming. Super excited about those. Mm-hmm. So I must say, ATA is it's the best. I can't really compare it to other organizations that I dealt with. Although I do have so much respect to the other organizations, it's just ATA is just my number one.
Yes, sir. Well, we agree with you. We are super pleased to have South Africa and your guys' leadership as part of ATA Nation. It sounds like you guys have some awesome things going there and are continuing to work hard on growing our Songhom family there in South Africa. Good luck on your training. It sounds like you guys are well on your way to being amazing master instructors. Is there anything else you'd like to pass on to ATA Nation?
From my side, I just want to say thank you so much for the support at ATA headquarters, and then to all the master instructors that we dealt with. Thank you so much for training us, taking time out of your schedules, and just thank you for your support. And I want to say also, ATA Nation should watch out for Team South Africa at the World Championships in 2022, because we are working hard if we want that title.
Oh, I love that. I'm sure Team USA and the other international teams will be excited to have some stiff competition.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Vorst, anything for you?
Yeah, just from my side, I just want to thank all the seniors and all the instructors and grandmasters and chief masters that helped us and made sure that we got where we are today.
Well, again, congratulations on the achievements you guys have made so far. Good luck and on your continued training. And we are excited to watch you guys be dubbed as instructors in 2022.
Thank you very much. You, just before we go, can I just make a massive shout out to all our members at ATA South Africa?
Yes.
You guys are the best. Keep working hard. Keep training hard. Keep your motivation. And thank you for your support as well. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. And thank you for the opportunity, Master Hayden. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you guys being on the podcast. Super awesome to have our international listeners and guests on today.
Listener feedback.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got a great message over on our Instagram from Miss Natalie Nyquist Wilkinson. And in response to people attending their first tournament, she gave some great advice here. Tip for tournaments is to take the initiative to congratulate the competitors who beat you, whether it's sparring, a sparring round or for first place. If you're the one who wins, take the initiative to tell the others good job. I love that. That is great advice, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that. So ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap the show up today. I did have one upcoming event thing I thought I'd mention. They are doing the ATA Team USA Trials on October 24th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. You might want to check that out. That's right along with the Nationals down there in Little Rock. So we've talked about a bunch of the Nationals events and stuff going on. I just thought I might throw that one in there because I hadn't mentioned that yet. Ladies and gentlemen, next week we are going to go back to our series on tournaments. Make sure you're tuning in and make sure that you are sharing it with a friend. Until next time, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Super secret part. I wonder how many people actually listen to this part. Hey guys, I need your help. I want to get this out to more people. I need your help. Can you share it? Okay. I really would appreciate if you would share the ATA Nation podcast on your Instagram account, on your Facebook page, and tag some of your ATA friends and tag us. Okay. Tag the podcast. Let us know, or myself personally, that you've shared it. We would really appreciate that. If we could get this out to more people, it'd be even cooler. So that's all I got today. I gotta get up and go help make sure the new baby is fed. So until next time, guys, make sure you are rocking and rolling. We'll see you at Nationals.